An article entitled Sight by A. Kroger. This letter was written by a Christian Science practitioner to a patient born totally blind. It brought complete healing to the patient. My dear, I want you to see what must take place in your consciousness. With the utmost clarity, you must see that material eyes do not need healing, for matter does not see, and nothing we can say or do about it can ever give it that which it never had, namely, sight. What must be cast out is the lie about the truth, namely, that sight is material, not spiritual. You may rejoice that you have come to the point in your journey from sense to soul where divine love is forcing you to lay hold on what Mrs. Eddy says in Science and Health, metaphysics resolves things into thoughts and exchanges the objects of sense for the ideas of soul. The first thing that we see in this healing is that the object of sense, a frail belief called the material I, which in turn is preyed upon by other beliefs called age, accident, disease, etc., has nothing in reality to do with the harmonious, ever-present, ever-active spiritual quality called sight. So you take your first step when you realize that eyes as matter never see and have nothing to do with sight. Quote, neither age nor accident can interfere with the senses of soul, and there are no other real senses. Spirit's senses are without pain, and they are forever at peace. Nothing can hide from them the might and permanence of truth. End quote. Science and Health. All that needs to be done is to replace the false sense of sight with the true God-given one. Sight is no more dependent on matter than is honesty, kindness, love, mental qualities which we are free to express at will and to use as much and as often as we wish. The more we use these qualities, the more strength and vigor they gain in our thinking, and they are never weakened, impaired, or strained by constant use, but grow stronger thereby. So will it ever be with sight, when we see that it, too, is purely mental. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, if it were possible for the real senses of man to be injured, soul could reproduce them in all their perfection. But they cannot be disturbed nor destroyed, since they exist in immortal mind, not in matter. End quote. Science and Health. The cause of all loss and suffering is not because matter is diseased, but because of the breaking of the commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me, spirit. Keep the first commandment. Separate sight from matter. Restore it to mind where it belongs, and all fear and suffering depart. Evil is nothing. It is neither a quality, a quantity, a person, a place, or a thing. It is always it, and it is nothing. In belief, it is the seeming absence of good. just as hate is the seeming absence of love. When we bring a positive love into our thinking, negative hate disappears, for hate is only the seeming absence of love. One of the definitions of blind in the dictionary, without light morally and intellectually, indiscriminating, something to mislead the eye or understanding. Blindness was given as want of discernment, heedlessness. Blindness is the expression of blind belief. Sight is spiritual perception, understanding, revelation. Hate and fear are darkness. Love, redolent with unselfishness, bathes all in beauty and light, science and health. The psalmist prayed, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law." So must we pray constantly that our eyes be opened to light and love, and to be obedient thereto. Mrs. Eddy says that, quote, "There is no place where the light of the revelation of truth and of spiritual ideas is not seen. Man, in the likeness of his Maker, reflects the central light of being, the invisible God." End quote. Science and Health. In our textbook are words mighty in power to break this dream of sightlessness. Quote, "The indestructible faculties of spirit exist without the conditions of matter, and also without the false beliefs of a so-called material existence." End quote.